Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Donna Freeman of Yoga in My School and Kids Yoga Academy. It is a pleasure to be with you this morning. It is a gorgeous spring morning here way up in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, where we're broadcasting live. And I've got a special guest. We're going to be talking all about the wonderful, amazing new event of International Kids Yoga Day. Now, before we get into that, I do want to bring to your attention an amazing new webinar that we've got happening on Kids Yoga Academy coming up next week on April 7th, Thursday, April 7th. Carla Tantillo of Mindful Practices is going to be presenting on the topic of SEL, social emotional learning, plus yoga, plus mindfulness. And she's going to be showing how yoga and mindfulness in the classroom help students to become self-aware and increase their self-regulation and their interpersonal skills. So I hope you can join us for that. And again, that is available on Kids Yoga Academy. It's an hour-long webinar, and Carla is an amazing presenter. You will definitely come away with many, many useful tools for classrooms and for school mindfulness practices. All right. Now, Teresa Power is an amazing lady, and she is our guest today, and she is the author of the ABCs of Yoga for Kids and the founder of International Kids Yoga Day. This is her brainchild, and we are thrilled to have her with us today. Welcome, Teresa. How are you doing?
I'm great, Donna, and thank you so much for inviting me to be on your radio show. I'm so excited.
Well, I'm glad to have you here, and I know that we've kind of been in, you know, this community of kids yoga for a long time, but I think this is the first time that we've ever had to connect, and so it's a pleasure for me to be able to connect with you.
And it's a pleasure for me too, because I follow you on everything that you do, and I'm so impressed with how you are using, you know, showing people how to be, kids can be empowered through yoga, and I'm just so impressed with all your work as well. So it's an honor to be interviewed by you today.
Well, we're here to talk about how we can really do exactly that, how we can promote the health and well-being of children worldwide, which I'm so impressed that that you've taken on this project of a kids' yoga day. How did you come up with this idea?
Well, the way I came up with the idea is I was brainstorming with my friend Martha Bullen, who's a Quantum Leap coach, and I'm coming out with a new book, The ABCs of Yoga for Kids, A Guide for Parents and Teachers. So we were brainstorming on when would be a good day to have this book launch. So we were just looking around, and we decided there was no Kids Yoga Day. We thought, well, let's just launch my new book on Kids Yoga Day. And so through this small little idea, it just developed, and now it has just been overwhelming. I mean, we have now 21,000 children participating from 43 states and 17 countries, including Canada. We have ambassadors from Ontario and Quebec, and we have 8 ambassadors from Canada, actually. And it is just really grown, and it just tickles me that from this small little idea that I didn't realize it was going to become this international phenomenon. We intend to keep it going every year and even grow it more. I mean, I'd like a million children to be practicing next year. It's just the idea of kids practicing yoga on one day to just show, just to have them unite together and realize that we're all children are the same around the world, and that they all can be, you know, committed to practicing yoga on that day. I just think it's so exciting.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you have really made it very doable. It's not like they need to sign up and do an hour-long practice or anything like that. You've made it so doable for families even to participate at home, for classroom, you can do it in a studio. Wherever you are, just get your kids doing yoga. So tell us a little bit, first of all, about your 5-minute-a-day practice.
Okay, well, I came up with 2 5-minute-a-day routines, and you can find them both on kidsyogaday.com. They're just free downloadable routines. And I really put a lot of thought into, first of all, the standing-only pose routine I thought would be great for schools, because a lot of times schools, they don't have yoga mats, you know, they don't have a lot of room. So basically, kids can do these 10 standing poses behind their desks or just by their desks. They don't need anything except themselves. And the standing pose is just a good way to start to calm their body, to ground themselves into the earth. They start in the queen pose, which is also mountain pose, where they just focus on their breath. And by the time they're done with these 10 poses, they're just, I've tested this on kids, I've done it with adults, and they really just feel a shift in energy by doing these. And the other pose I did incorporates some other poses in case yoga studios or people at home want to actually have a yoga mat or a towel or carpet to be able to get down on the ground, because there are some back bends in that one. But they're just two real balanced routines that are safe for anyone to do, just to, you know, show people that it only takes 5 minutes to start a practice. And then eventually they can do more. And that's why I only suggested the 5 minutes, because I know everyone's so busy and, you know, trying to get yoga into the schools, they say they don't have enough time. But for 5 minutes, it makes a huge difference. And besides just the 5 minutes, which people are going to be practicing on April 8th from 11 to 11:05, there's also a lot of my ambassadors that have now sponsoring events. You can find out more about events all over the world, free children's yoga events, and they can spend more time doing it if they want. But I just want it to be very simple, a simple way, and it's free, and it's just something that we can really start to show that, you know, yoga does help kids relax, calm down, and they need it.
Fabulous. So tell me a little bit more about, you know, the time and, you know, how we can get involved.
Well, yes. So and so basically, if you go to kidsyogaday.com, that's the website, there is that 5 minute a day routine that parents at home can practice with their kids. A lot of people are kids are homeschooled, right? And it's at 11 a.m. around the world. So whatever time zone you are. So if you're in Canada, I believe it's 11 a.m. right now, and it's 10 a.m. in L.A. But it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Wherever you are at 11 a.m.
wherever you are
your
at 11 o'clock your time. Okay.
And it's worldwide. And it's just so exciting, because if people ask me, well, where is it happening? Well, it's happening all over the world. You know what I mean? It's just the kids are so excited. And actually on there, if you're doing it at home with your kids or if schools are practicing this routine, there is a downloadable little certificate that kids can have that you can pass out afterwards that they participate in the first annual Kids Yoga Day. We've got T-shirts that say Kids Yoga Day. And it's so exciting, and I tell all my ambassadors or anyone else that's participating that day, is just really talk to your child about it, how exciting this is that, you know, that someone in Texas, someone in California, someone in Canada, Australia, Spain, all of these kids are doing the same thing you are at the same time, and that is pretty special. I mean, and kids love that. In fact, I was trying to get into the Guinness Book of World Records, but you have to have an adjudicator to be able to count the kids, and unfortunately,
all going to be in one location.
Exactly. But next year, who knows? I mean, I really, like I said, and I want to continue this also throughout the year. Like, I would really love to even have, like, 4 times a year have special days for kids, like in the summer, you know, have them, you know, getting ready for the summer to be able to practice some yoga and then get back into school, you know, in September. So have, like, kind of 4 different events throughout the year just to kind of keep this momentum going. Because, like I said, I have over 150 ambassadors that officially signed up. It's free, but we had to make sure that they were with a school or an organization or something that they were going to promote the event. And they are just is so enthusiastic. They are fantastic. And that's why we have all the numbers, because we are having people tell us how many students they're going to be teaching. So that's how we're able to keep track of what's going on.
Cool. So I'm on the website right now, poking around, and I'm on the find the local events part. So if people are interested and they're like, well, what's happening in my neighborhood or in my state or in my country, wherever I happen to be, definitely go and check out the find locally, kidsyogaday.com, find local events. And it's all in alphabetical order, so it starts with Alabama, Mobile, Alabama, and keeps going on through. And you can find all kinds of free fun and all of the different ambassadors and everything I've got. So I'll definitely encourage people to go check that out. It has little registered links. You've done a really good job. I'm sure this has been an ongoing labor of love for you just to coordinate everyone here.
Well, it has
very
been,
cool.
And it is, and it is my, it's just my passion, and it is a labor of love, because I've been working on this, and on all our ambassadors, we gave them free supplies to help them get going with it. But like I said, I really want to get the momentum going. I think it's so important, and you know that with yoga in my school and all the work that you do, that now it's really showing, and you were talking about that webinar, whatever's going on next Thursday with Carla, which sounds so exciting, and I'd love to listen to that. Because it's a trend now in the schools, especially, that it's being shown that kids that do practice, you know, yoga and mindfulness at school, they get better grades because they're more focused. They're less stressed before they take tests. In fact, there's some study that said that kids that just start to take some deep breaths in and out through their nose and just a few yoga poses before they take a test, they end up doing better on it because they're less stressed about it and less anxious.
Yeah, the studies that are coming in now really are supporting the claims. We've had the claims around for many, many years, as you well know. And then now everyone's like, well, where's the proof? It's like, well, here is all of the proof. And the research documentation is that is growing in by leaps and bounds. And as you say, I've noticed myself a huge shift in schools and teachers and administrators in the last 2 years, how they've went from you do what to, well, of course we do mindfulness and yoga in school because we can see and feel the benefits immediately with our students.
Yes,
so cool.
And especially, and I think it is really cool, and people ask me all the time because, you know, I started teaching yoga to young kids. I mean, that's where I really got started with three-year-olds in preschool. And the parents would always ask me, why are you, you know, teaching my child yoga? Why do they need yoga? They're not stressed. But they don't realize mm-hmm. that even a three-year-old has stress. It's different than an adult stress. But, for instance, think about it. They're being dropped off at school for the first time. That's stressful for a young child. They don't know how to verbalize it, but, yes, they're – and so yoga really gives them some tools to be able to self-regulate and to be able to just take care of themselves instinctively. You know, I mean, they don't know that that's happening, but I think it's really important for them to learn how to calm down. And there's bullying as they get older. There's just all kinds of stressors, you know, anxiety and all the high stake testing now. I mean, there's just so many things that are stressing kids. And I don't think parents realize that their kids are stressed, but the kids pick up on stress too.
Yeah, well, that's just it. That's what I was thinking as you were talking, is that kids are so intuitive. They feel the environment much more than we as adults. We sometimes have become disconnected from our environment, but kids are really in their environment, and they pick up on all the stresses that mom and dad are bringing home or that are happening in their environment at school, and they feel them so deeply. And as you say, they may not have the words to be able to express themselves, and so often they end up acting out or can't sit still or having anxiety and can't sleep at night, and mom and dad are like, well, why can't you sleep at night now? Everybody's unhappy and we're increasing the stress, and it's this vicious cycle of not being able to have the skills and the techniques which are so important for our health and welfare of
exactly.
families, of children, of teachers, of parents.
Well, and the thing is that this yoga, and especially with the kids' yoga day, it's something parents can do with their kids as well, because
mm-hmm.
the routines that I have put together are so simple that even someone that's never done yoga before can do it, especially the standing poses. You know, for instance, the queen pose, you're just standing up tall with your palms facing forward, and I just encourage everyone just to feel like they're grounded into the earth and just breathing. I mean, you know, anyone can breathe, you know what I mean? So it's like you just take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your nose, and that type of breath, as you well know, is really calming, and it gets more oxygen into the lungs and into the brain, and it really helps prevent the fight-or-flight response, which a lot of kids, when they're upset, they huff and puff and mouth breathe, and that actually just makes it worse.
Yes,
so just
exactly.
taking a few moments just to breathe with your child can go a long way, and also into family bonding.
Exactly, and then just that wonderful example that they're giving of, you know, these are amazing techniques that you can employ anywhere, right? Maybe you're like, oh, it's 11 o'clock and I forgot about kids yoga day and we're standing in line at the grocery store. Okay. You know, I do yoga with my kids in the oddest places. They just think I'm totally out of my mind. I'm like, well, you can do yoga while you pump gas. You can do yoga while you're at the park. You can do yoga as just part of your day while you're washing dishes. You know, it's easy enough to mindfully take that moment and take a little yoga break in your day. And I think that this is exactly that your kids' yoga day is showing people just how easy it is and how uncomplicated.
I love what you were saying. I just absolutely love it that you could do, because you're right, you can do yoga anywhere, you know. And also I was thinking to myself when you were talking, a lot of people ask me, you know, how do you distract a screaming child in the market or something? Well, one way might be just to to have them strike a yoga pose or something. You know, I mean, sometimes that distraction. I just love that idea of just, you know what I mean, taking that mindful
mm-hmm.
moment or that as a learning tool and just say, okay, let's just do the tree pose right now or something. You know what I mean? Whatever it
yep.
is. Or, you know, I love that. I could just picture it, you know. And I always like, one of my favorite things is like at the park is to have kids do the slide pose, because there's a slide pose where you're just your legs are out in front of you and you're sitting down and you put your hands behind you and just basically lift your hips up in the air, so to form the form
yes.
of the slide, and you can be doing it right next to the slide, which is so fun. So there's so many
mm-hmm.
fun ways to do yoga too, and I just love that. I love that image. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome. So you've got a whole bunch. I think for this year you've gotten, I kind of saw on social media that you're kind of like, okay, we're done with ambassadors. If you're signed up, that's great. But I know that there are a couple of states that you would still like to get ambassadors.
Yes, there are. And basically what we would do, well, the reason why we cut it off when we did for accepting any, because we have 150 ambassadors right now, and this is the first year, so we're still working through the kinks of everything, right? So
mm-hmm.
basically we were giving the ambassadors free supplies, a copy of my book, The ABCs of Yoga for Kids, a copy of my newest book, The Guidebook, that is a companion
mm-hmm.
to that book, and flashcards that they could use. And a free T-shirt. So we're giving away these free supplies just because we really want to get them excited about it and move the momentum moving forward. But as of March 15th, we just thought they wouldn't get the supplies, wouldn't
yes.
get there in time. And also the fact that we really wanted to make the ambassadors, because they're kind of held to a little bit of a higher standard because they're actually promoting the events on their own and they're doing a lot of work, you know, and putting it on their
mm-hmm.
website and everything else. So we didn't want people just to be planning haphazardly anything, you know what I mean, in terms of a big event. But in terms of joining and signing up and participating, anyone can do it. You know, I mean, anyone can do it, like I said. But we will accept an ambassador, but they will not be able to get the free supplies in time, obviously. But we want ambassadors from these states.
Which are you still looking for?
Okay, so we're still – oh, no, that was a great question.
I was going to say, I'm looking at your map. I see Idaho and –
Yeah, so we don't have Idaho. I believe that we just recently got Minnesota. But we need Idaho, Iowa, Kentucky, Utah, and Vermont, and Wisconsin.
Okay,
the only ones
you've got somebody from Washington now and someone from Nevada. I'm just looking at your map.
Yeah, we got someone from Washington and someone from Nevada, so I think it's just Idaho, Iowa, Kentucky, Utah, and Vermont. And Puerto Rico, actually.
And Puerto Rico.
And so we are, yeah, so that's very few states when you think about it. But my goal between now and April 8th, and for all your listeners, that anyone that has any contacts in those states, I would love to have 100% participation from all the states. I mean, that would be
mm-hmm.
so amazing. And just this momentum to get the world knowing about this, because, you know, we know about it because this is what our, you know, passion is. But a lot of people out there don't realize about yoga for kids. And I think it's just going to continually be growing in popularity, and it's going to help our youth. I mean, think about it. Our youth are the future leaders of our world. I mean, and
mm-hmm.
so if we can get them calm, empowered, you know, feels like they can self-regulate themselves, they're going to be phenomenal leaders when they grow up.
Yes.
I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to have a – because that's the test of a true leader in that, you know, and who we want to be. Even, you know, we're all global citizens, and just yoga just really helps in so many ways, making you a better person.
It sure does. Yeah.
And you know, we need that.
Yeah.
We really need
the benefit.
Our world needs more more love, more acceptance of each other, and yoga just teaches so many of these things too. I mean, we need some bright, good stories in this world right now.
Wonderful. All right, now you have another thing about Kids Yoga Day. So you can be an ambassador, you can be a participant, and we encourage people to do those things, but you also have sponsorship opportunities for people. And can you explain a little bit about that sponsor, possibly becoming a sponsor?
Yes, so we created that because it's out of the goodness of my heart, and because this is my passion that I'm giving out all these free supplies to the ambassadors, and this whole event is free, right? I mean, I don't
mm-hmm.
you know, want anyone to have to pay for anything on it, but it is to cover our costs of sending out all these supplies to the ambassadors and to be able to spread the word and getting publicity and everything else we're doing, we are asking for people, if they wanted to sponsor an ambassador, it would cost around $50 to send all the supplies. So that's one of the levels, or though people can, you know, donate $25, $50, or $100 for two ambassadors. But it's basically if people want to be able to help support this and keep it self-sustaining, because I really would like to have it be a self-sustaining event. And so that's why we have those sponsorship levels. And unfortunately, right now, I'm not a charity organization or charitable organization.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's not tax deductible, but a lot of people have been donating. And in fact, a lot, and I, I'm so grateful to everybody, because a lot of my ambassadors, we've got a lot of ambassadors from Denmark and from Europe, and to send supplies there costs $50, right? Besides the $50 that it costs for all the supplies. So it's like $100. So, but they've been really generous about donating to help defray shipping costs. So everyone has really been generous of their time and their talent and their efforts, and I'm just so grateful. And also, if you are an ambassador, we have, and we'll be opening up to new ambassadors for next year too, because this is going to be a sustainable, you know, event. But we have an ambassador page where everyone can post pictures, and now we're asking them on that day to video if they can, you know, if they have permission from the kids. So we're going to hopefully have videos and pictures. And already I'm asking for pictures of them preparing for it, and I'm going to start posting it on the Facebook page, and you know, just to garner attention. We it's hard to commemorate the day because in terms of a video or anything else, because there's a lot of privacy issues with children involved. So we have to be very respectful about that. So I'm trying to you know, make sure that we have permission, whatever we use. And on Kids Yoga Day, we will be live streaming anything that people give us that we can use. We've already been asking them. So on that day, you can go to our website, and we will post any sort of videos there of people if they give us permission to use it.
Wonderful. That's really cool. And I understand the technical background behind that. It's like, oh, wow, how is this going to work? And just trying to figure out all of those things. And as you say, the having the permissions and all that kind of stuff. So make sure if you're putting your videos in that that is all covered, because we want to make sure that everyone's happy about this event and that we are enjoying
and then
it.
Exactly. And the thing is, when you think about it, I mean, it's already been successful just because so many people are going to be participating. I mean, I have one school that's 500 kids that are all going to be participating in a school district, and they're all going to be in the assembly doing the yoga together. And that's really what it's all about, even if we don't get the videos and we don't get the proof of it. But I think we will. And it's gonna all the kinks are gonna, you know, work out for next year. But the fact that they're gonna be doing it, regardless if anyone knows about it or not, is just so exciting. And the kids are excited about it. You know, I mean, to have these kids doing this yoga, regardless of anything else, is just amazing. I mean, it really is.
Fabulous. All right, so where can people, I was going to say, more information is, of course, on kidsyogaday.com. They can find you on Facebook. On Facebook, if you, it's International Kids Yoga Day is what I'm finding. Okay, so it's the event, International Kids Yoga Day. You can go find that on Facebook. Definitely, people, get involved. Get your kids involved. Do some yoga. It's 5 minutes. You'll feel great. You'll have fun. All right. Any other last words for people as they're listening and thinking, oh, maybe, maybe not. I don't know if it'll fit in my schedule, all that kind of stuff.
Well, the thing is, look, is that it I'm telling you right now, is 5 minutes. That's all it takes. And that I mean, I would love to give all your listeners just a five-minute challenge. You just try it, you know, for 5 minutes. And they may like it and want to go and do it more. I mean, my goal of this is not just this one day, but a lifestyle practice of it. And also, I wanted to let your listeners know that I do have all my products in celebration of Kids Yoga Day 25% off on my website, including the Kids Yoga Day t-shirt or my book or the guidebook. And they can use the coupon code KYD for Kids Yoga Day, KYD2016. So KYD2016. And it's abcyoga4kids.com. And they can order all the products. And my book has actually been translated into four different languages, which is kind of exciting, and, you know, for people around the world. It's in Danish, Spanish, Italian, and French. So, and that's all on the website too. If anyone wanted to, you know.
Well, I'm really going to need a French copy of that because I have people asking for French resources.
That's what I was thinking. So you can go to the Kids Yoga Day website under the products or whatever, and it is listed. It'll link to where you can buy it. You know, the French version of it.
Perfect. There we go. Consider it sold. Done.
Oh, great. Don't forget, well, I don't know if you can use the coupon code for the French book, but all the other products you can. But, yeah. Well, I love talking to you about this, and I love your enthusiasm for everything, too. I'm telling you, I'm just honored to be talking with you.
Well, and likewise, I know I've watched your book and all your posts and I love the internet and that it creates a very small world in some ways, and we are able to connect so easily with one another. So thank you so much for your time this morning. I appreciate it. I know I'll be doing yoga at 11 o'clock on Friday on the 8th of April, along with everyone else in my time zone at that time and everyone else around the world at 11 o'clock at there, wherever they happen to be. So thank you so much for organizing, for putting your heart and soul and passion into this amazing event, and I wish you all the best.
Okay, thank you, Donna, so much.
We've been chatting with Teresa Power, the founder of International Kids Yoga Day. Definitely go check out their website, kidsyogaday.com, and get involved. The event is happening April 8th, 2016, and you can use the coupon code KYD2016 to get 25% off all kinds of products that will make your Kids Yoga Day just so easy to do. Get involved, encourage kids to be happy and healthy, give them the tools that will enable them to self-regulate and increase their self-awareness. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to go and check us out on Instagram. It's at Donna K. Freeman, also at Donna K. Freeman on Twitter and on Facebook, Yoga in My School and Kids Yoga Academy. It's wonderful to have you here. Thank you for listening, and enjoy some yoga today. Namaste.